Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, Tivo and Tweetum. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we are live and on the air. I want to thank you for listening and tuning in on today, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it. Glory to God. First of all, I'm going to go ahead with my announcement. If you missed it yesterday, you missed a treat. Faith come by hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Her show came on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. She was a special guest on Prophetic Corner, and I mean, she rocked the house. You missed an awesome, awesome message, but you can go back and you can hear it on demand. Elder prayed, amen, good God Almighty. She moved some mountains. She tore up some trees. Glory to God. You missed it. You missed it. Amen. But you can, like I said, you can go back and hear it. The shows are pre-recorded. But she did an awesome job on yesterday. Elder got going there, and she didn't want to quit. I said, good God Almighty, go, Elder. Amen. She counted Elder down. Elder was still going. I said, good God, go ahead, Elder. And she did an awesome job. So you can go back and hear it on demand. And then on Sunday, we have the Hour of Power. I am the first hour, Prophetess Martha Williams. My show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. And I'll give you a 30-minute break. The next voice you'll hear is Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Minister Elaine is an author. And if I make no mistake, she's working on the second book. So if you have not purchased the first one, you can go ahead and get the first one. It's a good read. It's telling you to check your heart and see what's going on in it. You know, you always say, Lord, I want more of you. I want more of you. Sometimes you can't receive more because there's some things in your heart that he needs to heal. You know, we're in a season where we're in a healing season also. So if you want to know what's in your heart, go and get the book. Go on Amazon, and her book is posted on Amazon, or you can go to her Facebook page, and they'll tell you where to go, what to do, and how to get to the book. It's an awesome read. Glory to God. And if you move on up on Tuesday night, we have Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, hook up. Go ahead and click on Facebook, and you can go and inbox them and let them know what the need may be, and guess what? They will get back with you. And, you know, I know some say, you know, well, you know, we can call, and we have to go through 3 or 4 different people to get to someone who will pray for us. Nah, all you got to do is go and inbox them, and they will get back with you. I know some people don't like, you know, for them to leave their numbers and different things like that, but if you just go on and type in there and tell them what you want, they'll get back with you either way, by email, or they can give you a call, whichever way you want it, they'll give it to you. So I encourage you to go ahead and hook up with them on Facebook. Amen. I want to encourage you to come on and be a partner. And in joining Amen Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, you will receive many, many perks all the way from Monday all the way down to Sunday, and it starts over again. We're only asking for $25 or more. You know, we've been asking for $25 for a long time. You know, some things change, but, you know, this hasn't changed. So I encourage you to come on and get in and support the ministry. You know, it's something we'll support, amen, a basketball game. We'll support, amen, something else. Let's just say, amen, we'll support by going to the grocery store. We support our habit by eating chips, cookies, and cakes, right? Hey, glory to God. And some support their habits, amen, by getting that drink in the red cup. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Amen. Glory to God. So why not support a ministry that's on the rise for God? Glory to God. You know, he is moving, and he has not stopped moving If you say you can't see it, then just look around you. You know, during the pandemic, I looked around and I saw a lot of people that were hurting, you know, before the pandemic. But now they say, you know, I'm doing good. So the pandemic wasn't bad for everybody. Amen. It may have been for some, but it wasn't bad for everybody. So you got to look at that because God is still in control. He's still in charge. No matter what's going on around you, no matter what's falling to the left, He's still in control. That's what you got to remember. You know, we can grab hold of all those other things and forget about what's most important. The only thing that's really important is Jesus Christ. You know, am I following him? Am I doing what I'm supposed to do? Am I supporting the ministry that really brought me up and brought me out? Am I doing those things or did I fall by the wayside? Glory to God. But I encourage you to come on and partner and just see what the end's going to be. Glory to God. I'm going to now open up my line for prayer. If you desire prayer, I want you to press the 1. Amen. And I will bring you in for prayer. You don't have to tell me your name, but give me your prayer request and where you're calling from. And we will pray with you. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Let's see. Amen. If this caller, amen, needs to press the 1 here. Amen. Caller 465. Hallelujah.
Hello?
Yes.
I lay for you to pray for healers for this country, that this country turn its ways from its evil ways and turn it back to God, turn their hands back to God, and give God the praise and the glory that he deserves.
Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, you've heard the request. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray that the nation will turn around back to you, Lord God. So many have strayed away in their heart, God. They've chasing after other gods, oh Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we ask you, God, to heal their land, God. You said if men will turn from their wicked ways, Lord, then you will heal their land. So, Father God, we ask you, Lord, that all those that are listening, Lord God, that have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, Lord God, unto the churches in these last and evil days, Lord, to turn around and come back to you, Lord God, so you can heal their land, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you and you speak healing all across the nation, Lord God, not just right in our own hometowns, but across the nation, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know you can heal, Lord God. You can heal everywhere they hurt, Lord God. You can heal those, Lord God, who are walking in sin, Lord God. Those, Lord God, that think that their way is the only way, but you are the way, the truth, and the light, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just say thank you, Lord God, and we give you the glory, we give you honor, and we praise your heavenly name on high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, and glory to God, and we thank you, caller, for calling. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. If there be anyone else, amen, you can go ahead and press the 1 now. Amen. If not, then we're going to go ahead on and open us up in prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we just thank you, Lord, on this day, oh God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, oh Lord. We ask you, Lord God, to come on this line right now, Lord. Every person under the sound of my voice, Lord, you know the need, Lord. In the name of Jesus, although they haven't voiced their needs, oh Father, we ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to heal their needs, Lord. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, bring them out of the dark places and then walking into your marvelous light, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I encourage everyone on this line, Lord God, to follow you in these last and evil days, oh God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and not chase after other gods, oh Lord, because we know you're the only one, Lord God, that can heal, that can set free, that can bring them out of the dark place that they're in, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. You are a healer, God. You can heal depression. You're a healer. You can heal cancer, Lord God. You are a healer, God, in the name of Jesus. You can heal every broken place that needs to be mended in their heart right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. You can bring them out of the crack houses, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. The drug habits that they have, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God. You can bring them out of every dry place, Lord, that they're in right now. If they will turn around, Lord God, and give you, Lord God, the glory and give you their heart right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. I pray, Lord, all those under the sound of my voice, Lord, understand, Lord God, that you're the only way, Lord God. It's not man's way, but your way, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, I bind every spirit up, Lord God, that's not like you. Every spirit that tries to draw them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said the plan for you, Lord God, that you have for us, Lord God, is so much better, Lord God. So let us learn to follow your plan and not man's plan, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that you're ever healing those, Lord God, don't know which way to go. Those that are forgetting, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You said, Lord God, those that keep their mind stayed on you, you'll keep them in perfect peace. So, Father, I ask you, Lord God, to keep them in perfect peace, oh God, as they read the word of God and meditate on it day and night, so they can have success right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and we pray, Lord God, for those, Lord God, that are going to school, Lord God, and those who are doing it online virtual, Lord. I pray, God, that you give them, let them settle in their mind to know that it's change for everybody, Lord God, and that it's only, hallelujah, for a appointed time. So let them, God, be at rest and be at peace, Lord, in their mind and in their heart, to know that they can do it, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you said all of our help comes from you. All of our help comes from the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. He said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. Hallelujah. I hear it. Hallelujah. You know, like I said on last Sunday, hallelujah, sometimes when we get up, we don't even say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for this day. Hallelujah. If you start out not thanking him, then just retract yourself. Say, hold up. Wait a minute. Hallelujah. And spend, amen, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever you can spare, amen, to spend that time with the Lord. Glory to God. You know, he said, men are always pray. Well, you know, people think that you got to be down beside your bed, kneeling down on your knees. Glory to God. But you could be laying down. You could do whatever. Hallelujah. As long as you pray, it don't matter to him. Glory to God. As long as you pray and seek my face. Hallelujah. I think that's what he's messing up at, because you don't seek his face early in the morning. Hallelujah. You reach over and you get your phone. Hallelujah. When you wake up, it's phone in your face. Hallelujah. When you lay down, it's a phone in your face. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, but seek my face and turn from your wicked ways. Hallelujah. My God, you know, there are some people who can out-sing a bird, hallelujah. There are some that just can sing so good, but you don't know what it is missing. The anointing is missing on that song. You can sing, hallelujah, glory to God, like a songbird, but the anointing is missing. And sometimes people don't understand, well, yeah, I can sing, but the anointing is missing on that song. So it's not doing anything for God's people. It's not healing them, glory to God. If you ain't got no anointing, hallelujah, like elders say, the anointing going to cost you, and you got to have the anointing on you, hallelujah. And it flows down, huh? From whoever you're under, hallelujah. The anointing flows down from the head, hallelujah. It flows down from your leaders, hallelujah, to you, glory to God, hallelujah. Yes, God will impart it, but understand, he don't dwell in no unclean place, hallelujah. And he's calling his people back to be clean so he can impart in them what he want to impart. He want to give them gifts, but they ain't in their place. He want to make them mighty in the kingdom of God, but they're not in their place. They're always going around gossiping and talking about others and slandering others and trying to get in other people's business and doing different things. Hallelujah. So that means you're not in your place with God. When you get in your place to where he wants you to be, then he'll impart more in you. Don't get lost in this season. So much trying to make all you can make. Hallelujah. My God, understand. It's only the things that you do for Christ is what's going to matter. Because this is the dressing up room down here. I'm not talking about putting on your clothes, amen, putting your shirt on, putting your pants on, putting that pretty dress on, going to church. Nah, hallelujah. I'm talking about dressing up your body, living, making it a living sacrifice, total and acceptable unto the Lord. So you can be, amen, hallelujah, who he called you to be. Hallelujah. That's where we are in this season. We're in a season, hallelujah, I see many takers and no givers. Oh, my God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of people are scared, but don't get scared now. Hallelujah. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you got to know that he's going to supply everything you need, and you ain't going to lack nothing. Hallelujah. I tell you, there's an overflow of the anointing that he wants to impart. But the thing is, he can't do that because you're not in your place. It's time now to get in your place on this day and know that Jesus Christ, amen, is the Son of the living God. And the only thing that you do for him, that's what's going to matter. It ain't going to matter if you go out there and you can buy two or three dresses. You can go and you can get, amen, $200 purses. You can go and you can get any type car you want. You can go and you can buy anything you want off the shelf. You can go and you can pre-order specially made. That stuff don't matter. Glory to God. Only what you do for Christ is going to matter. I'm not saying don't, you know, don't do that. If that's what you can do, fine. But don't let that stuff have you to where you ain't got to worry about nothing else, you know. You're just thinking about, okay, I got to get this, I got to get that. You study on the run instead of saying, well, Lord, you know what? I'm going to sit down and I'm going to save this money right here this time. And, you know, and guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to sow in somebody's ministry that you want me to sow in. I'm going to take it easy on this money. I'm going to hold it. But whenever you tell me to release it, then I release it. I remember, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. I went to this church. Let me get it straight now. I went to this church, and then all of a sudden God said, your time is up. He said, it's up. I said, okay, and I was paying my tithes and giving my offering. So what I did, I just held on to it. I said, okay, Lord, you said my time up. He said, you don't have to go back no more. He said, you don't have to go in that place. I'm going to send you to another place. I said, okay, Lord. So I just sit back. I said, well, you know what? I'm not going to spend my tithes and my offering. What I'm going to do every time I got paid, I'm going to put it in this envelope, and then you're going to show me where I need to plant it. Oh, glory to God. And that's what I did, and I didn't spend it. Amen. That takes some discipline to do those kind of things. Glory to God. With your money, come on now. You know, most folks say, well, you know, I got all this money now. I'm going to the mall. I'm going to buy this purse. I'm going to get this. Glory to God. But I didn't. I didn't. I put it in this envelope, and I kept it. Hallelujah. Every dime, every down to the last cent. Hallelujah. Come on now. Some of y'all, when you got, you know, your tithes is $100. Hallelujah. $100.50. Some round it off. Amen. Say, I'm going to get $100.50. Just go ahead and round it off and just give another dollar. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I put all of it in now. I forgot how much it was, but it was quite a bit until he got ready to tell me to where to plant it. I did not do anything with it. I held on to it. So I said, Lord, now you know I got all this money here. And I said, it's a lot. I said, so it's time to do something with it. So what do you want me to do with it? So he told me what I needed to do with it. And I did. I said, okay, well, I could do that. And I went on and asked him, you know, how could I do it? You know, and he was talking about, you know, do PayPal and all. I don't know about no PayPal and all that. Glory to God, I didn't need it. Hallelujah. But you know what? They walked me through it and told me how to set it up and everything, you know. I didn't know nothing about all that. It was years and years ago. You know, they do a lot of stuff now, electronics. You don't have to do all that. All that writing check and all that, you know, I do all that now. And guess what I did? I sold it into that ministry. And I tell you, when I sold that money, amen, I have not had a lack of nothing. If it get low, how low can you go? God bring it to me, hallelujah, in some form or fashion. I have not been in really need of anything, glory to God, because he'll lay on somebody's heart to give me what I need, hallelujah. And that's the God that I serve. It takes discipline to do that, hallelujah, glory to God. When you're sold out, you can do anything for God. But when you ain't sold out, you know it. I don't have to tell you. You know when you ain't sold out. Well, I'm going to hold on to my money. I ain't going to sow it into that ministry. I'm not going to give them people. Don't worry about them people. When you release it from your hand, hallelujah, don't worry about what they do with it. You know, and I hear a lot of that. Well, I'm not going to sow over there in that ministry. I don't know what they do with it, you know. Don't worry about that. Whenever you release it, amen, just know that God going to take care of them and make sure that they do what they're supposed to do with it. If not, then guess what? That's between them and the Lord. Let's get on into our message. Glory to God. I'm going to be reading today from 2 Kings chapter 8. Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 8. You know, you can get back what the enemy stole, you know? You really can't get it back. Hallelujah. Let's read right here. Hallelujah. Let's go back and backtrack just a little bit. You'll find I'm going to be reading just a little bit from chapter 4, 2 Kings chapter 4, and it was talking about how Elijah healed the Shulamite's son. Glory to God, my God. Elijah healed the Shulamite's son. And I'm going to explain it to you right here in this chapter. I'm going to start at verse 1, chapter 8 of 2 Kings, verse 1. Then spake Elijah unto the woman whose son he had restored to life, saying, arise and go thou and thine household, and sojourn wherever thou canst. Sojourn, for the Lord hath called for a famine, and it shall also come upon the land 7 years. Now he was telling her, okay, go ahead and leave, because God has called for a famine in the land. That means ain't gonna be no, the cows ain't gonna get fat, the chickens ain't gonna get fat, ain't gonna be no food to feed the cows, ain't gonna be none to feed the chickens, the ducks, it ain't gonna be none to feed not nobody. So he was telling her, go ahead, amen, and leave. Don't stay. Now listen, hear the word on today. When God tells you to get out of a place, make sure you go ahead and get out, but make sure it's God. Some people, well, you know what, he told me to quit my job. Did he tell you to quit and you ain't have no income and you really ain't got nowhere to go? Did he tell you that? Because he ain't going to just push you out there in the opening. Yes, he will, amen. He will take care of you. Anything that he tells you to do, he will take care of you. You ain't got nothing to worry about. Hallelujah. But he's going to make sure that it's him before you do what you do. Let's move on. And he told her, okay, get you and your family, leave. He was telling them, go ahead and get out because there's going to be a famine in this land. There's going to be lack of, they ain't going to have, look, their trees aren't going to grow. They ain't going to be getting no peaches on the peach tree, ain't no apples coming on the apple trees, and none of that. He said, it's going to be a famine in the land. So I'm telling you, get your family and leave. And it's going to last 7 years. Okay, let's see what happens. And the woman arose and did after the saying of the man of God. And she went with her household and sojourned in the land of the Philistines 7 years. See, she obeyed what the prophet had said. When the prophet comes and tell you to do something, amen, I know, you know, they said, well, they are false prophets. But you can tell if it's real or not. But see, prophecy gives you confirmation. It's sometimes things that people already have showed you and God have showed you, you know, and you can hear people talking, you know, and, well, you know what, this business is going to close, you know, so I'm telling you to get your house in order, you know. I remember this guy came and asked me, he said, what do I need to do? He said, they offered me a package. He said, so I don't know whether to just take it or go ahead and leave. He said, I don't know what to do. And I told him, I said, here's what you need to do. You need to go ahead and take it now, because he heard that it was going to close. You know, they had it in the atmosphere, but they didn't really say it that they was going to close. So they were bringing different people in and different management, and they were giving them raises like all of those. I mean, wow, glory to God. I said, you need to go ahead and take your packet and go ahead and walk. Hallelujah. That's what I told him. And maybe I think it was about a year later, he said, you know what, I thank you, but that's the best thing I could have did, was go ahead and take my packet and leave. Glory to God. Because, see, they was planning on firing him. Hallelujah. And there's no telling what he would have got. Then he may not even got anything. Glory to God. So they went ahead, amen, and they gave him his packet, and he left. See, he left. If he hadn't left, there's no telling what would have happened. Because we stayed there for a long time, probably about another year, amen, year or so, and then it did finally close. So when the prophet comes, amen, the apostle, the pastor, you know, and people, other people can, under the anointing, they can come and they can give you a word, hallelujah, that don't make them a prophet now. You need to listen, hallelujah. You know, they get the saying and carrying on, well, you know, thus says the Lord. And then you say, hold up, wait a minute. And you got to do all that to tell me what the Lord's saying. So some people will come pretending to be, yes. But they are false everything. You know, they're false advertisements. Glory to God. But the thing is, you receive what they say, and then you pray. The Lord, is this what you're telling me? What does this mean? And if you don't, go ask them to show you scripture where you can go and look at it. Amen. And try to help them. They will help you to understand what he's talking about. But right here, he told them to get out. He told them to go. Guess what? If she had stayed, there's no telling what she'd have got. She may not have had nothing, huh? Her family may have died. You just don't know. But she listened at the word of God. and what the Elijah the prophet has said, leave, because it's going to be a famine in this land. Ain't nothing going to be growing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Let's go on verse 3. And it came to pass after seven years in, that the woman returned out of the land of the Philistines, and she went forth to cry to the king for her house and for her land. Okay, after them 7 years, she decided to return back. Well, you know, he told her to go and stay for 7 years, and she obeyed. You know, when prophecy is given, hallelujah, it's not up to the prophet to make it come to pass. It's up to God. If he gave it to her, then guess what? It's up to him, hallelujah, to make it come to pass. So, you know, sometimes when prophets give words, guess what people will do? And I've had it happen to me. They'll come back and they'll say, well, hold up, what did you mean by this? And what did you mean by that? And I ain't seen this. Well, did you ask God why you hadn't seen it? What have you done? Have you been stealing your tithes and your offerings? Or have you been living right? Or did you ask God to clean your heart up? The Lord, you gave me a prophecy through the prophet. Now, Lord, I'm looking for it to come to pass. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Have you did that? That's the thing about it. You know, when a prophecy is given, it takes work, too. You don't just get it, receive it, and it comes. Glory to God. You said, Lord, now she told me, hallelujah, that this is what was going to happen. So it hasn't happened yet, but you continue to it. He said, hold fast to the profession of your faith. So that means you got to say, Lord, I'm putting it back up to you now. You let your prophet release it. So it's on you to make it come to pass. Glory to God. But you know, some people don't do that. Hallelujah. They came back and they told me, they said, well, what did you mean by this and what did you mean by that? And there was two of them, and I was explaining it to them. And everything that I explained to them, amen, it wasn't nothing but the Holy Ghost truth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When he was telling them, y'all need to come up a little higher. You know, y'all still the same after all these years. You need to learn how to worship him a little bit more in spirit and in truth. And it was just the plain truth. So now I see these people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they're off doing other things that's not like God, but they're still going to church. Hallelujah. So you see, everything that I told them, it was the truth. It's just that they didn't believe. So if you don't believe, I'm telling you, just take it, write it down, put it on the shelf, and whenever you need it, it's there for you. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 4. And the king talked with Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, saying, tell me, I pray thee, all the great things that Elijah has done. So, you know, Gehazi was Elijah. He was Elijah's servant also. And so he began to, you know, tell him. He said, you know, here's what he did. His son was laying on the bed dead. You'll find all this in 2 Kings chapter 4. Amen. You can read it in your own devotional time. Hallelujah. We don't have time to go back there. But he told him, he said, the woman's son was laying on the bed, and Elijah walked in the room, and he began to pray and walk the room and pray and said, Lord, you know, every vessel on the inside of him, Lord God, strengthen it, Lord. And he said, Lord God, let the blood run warm through his veins, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. And he began to say, Lord God, let the heart beat, Lord God, right on time. Don't let it skip a beat, Lord God. And I command thee, Lord God, every vein and every vessel to get in place in the name of Jesus. He began to walk around his room. I could see him walking back and forth, back and forth. He was decreeing and he was declaring over the child before he even went and did the next step. And so by the time he got through praying, he went and he laid on top of the child. He went eye to eye. Oh, my God. He laid his lip to lip, nose to nose, in the name of Jesus, because the anointing was on Elijah. So when he got up, hallelujah, oh, my God, the child sneezed 7 times. Good God Almighty. And he woke up. Hallelujah. Now you see, when the anointing is on you, because the anointing was on Elijah, so he went and he was passing it over into that child. Can you imagine how his heart began to pop? The blood began to run warm in his veins. And the child got up and he called the mother. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. So when he began to tell the king these things, hallelujah, can you imagine how the king started to look at him? So this man did all that. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 5. And it came to pass, as he was telling the king, he had restored a dead body to life, that he behold the woman whose son he had restored to life, cried to the king for her house and for her land. And Gehazi said, my lord, O king, this is the woman, and this is her son whom Elisha restored to life. See, that God can restore anything. Amen. Glory to God. Anything. It don't matter what it is. He can restore broken relationships. He can restore you if you had so much church hurt. He can restore all that. You know, sometimes you won't give it to God, you know, and then you won't talk about it. There are people whom God is putting in place. To restore some things on the inside of you that are broken, some relationships, and you have some upset relationships, and some people ran off all of a sudden, and you don't know what happened, and some men might have left you, and some girls might have left you. Oh, good God Almighty, hallelujah. And you don't know what to do. God has put people in place to help you to get restored back so you can come on back and turn around and know that he's still in charge, and know that nothing catches him by surprise. He knew that they were going to leave. Hallelujah. And sometimes those who want to walk out of your life, amen, they should walk out, because they're not gonna do you any good. You're not going to prosper, in other words. So God will allow those things to happen. I know, amen, for a long time, this prophet that came, and y'all probably heard me tell this story before, and she was telling me, she said, you know what? She came and she prophesied to everybody that was standing in the line years and years ago. And she kept to me. She said, listen, she said, God is preparing you, amen, for a court battle. Amen. She said, he's preparing you. And I prayed, and after that, and I prayed and I prayed and I prayed, and hallelujah. It didn't happen for about 2 years. And after that, amen, good God Almighty, hallelujah. In that two-year period, that battle started to happen. It happened little bit by little bit. Amen. And I was walking out, amen, across the campus on one day, and the Lord said, this was what I'm preparing you for, this court battle right here that you're getting ready to go through. I said, oh, my God, good God Almighty. But just think, from that time, amen, before she told me, and from the time that it happened, God had already filled me with what I needed. Because if he don't fill you with what you need, hey, nothing comes upon his prophets without him revealing it first. Glory to God. And that's why God has his prophets here, to help you and to let you know the things that are to come, so you can turn your back. Hallelujah. You cannot listen. It's totally up to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he prepared me for all that was to come. Glory to God. Because if he had none, you know, let me tell you, you could lose your mind over certain stuff that happens. But I thank God for Jesus. I didn't back up and I didn't back down. My God, my God. Let's move on to verse 6. Hallelujah. And when the king asked the woman, she told him. So the king appointed unto her a certain officer, saying, restore all that was hers and all the fruits of the field since the day that she left the land, even until now. Ha, look right here. Glory to God. He restored it all back. Hallelujah. My God. Yes, he did. He restored everything. He said, go ahead. Amen. If y'all cut down any trees, amen, and they had fruit on them, give it back to her. If y'all mowed the lawn and you bale grass, give it back to her. Hallelujah. My God. If you picked up any pears in a bucket, give them back to her. Give her everything. Now, can you imagine? The king was kind of looking kind of crazy, you know. He probably was kind of scared there, because he's like, oh, my God, this man brought a dead child back to life. Now, you just think, if he brought a dead child back to life, he might speak it over me and I could die. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Don't think he just went ahead and just did it. But the anointing was on her anyway to get it back. Hallelujah. But he thought about that thing. Oh, my God, my God. And he said, give it all back. So I'm telling you today, believe what the prophet says. Hallelujah. Hold on to it and don't let it go, because God can restore. My God. He can give it all back. It don't matter what you lost. You may have lost a relationship. You might have lost a love. Glory to God. That you thought was yours. Hallelujah. He'll restore it and give you something even better. Hallelujah. But you got to open your eyes and open your heart and be able to receive. Forget about what that person did to you. Hallelujah. When the words of the prophet come and tell you that God want to restore everything that you lost. Because this woman got everything. Hallelujah. She got all her, got a house, her land, her hallelujah. He gonna give you your house, your money, your land, your man, and your mansion. Good God Almighty, your money, your man, and your mansion. He gonna give it back to you. Glory to God. And your man, he'll give you your woman, your money, and your mansion. He'll give it back to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's a restoring God. Hallelujah. He will restore. Hallelujah. When he tells the prophet to bring forth a word, hallelujah, just listen to the word of God. You know, you lost some relationships and some things have happened in your life, and I'm going to turn it around and give it back to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he will do that. Let's move on. Glory to God. Let's move on. Verse 7. And Elijah came to Damascus, and Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, was sick. And it was told him, saying, the man of God is come hither. And the king said unto Hazael, take a present in thine hand and go meet the man of God and inquire the Lord by him, saying, shall I recover of this disease? He had a disease and he wanted to know, was he going to live? Let's go on down. Hallelujah. So Hazael went to meet him and took a present with him, even of every good thing of Damascus, 40 camel burden, and came and stood before him and said, thy son Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, hath sent me to thee, saying, shall I recover of this disease? And Elijah said unto him, go, say unto him, thou mayest certainly recover. How about the Lord hath showed me that he shall surely die? And he settled his continuance steadfastly until he was ashamed, and the man of God wept. See right here, he was telling him because God had shown him a prophet of God. Now, he was showing him that, yeah, he was going to recover. God was going to restore him from the disease, but it wasn't the disease that was going to kill him. It was his own guy, hallelujah, said his own servant that stood by him was the one that's going to kill it. So you see, he brought another word there saying God's going to restore your king from that disease you had. But here's the thing, he's going to die, but he ain't going to die, hallelujah, but from the disease. He's going to die because you're going to kill him. Hallelujah, glory to God. Then Hain said, okay, hallelujah, what did he tell you? Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to paraphrase this a little bit, and amen, read on down, hallelujah. He said, am I a dog that I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do such a thing? He was telling he was going to cut the young women open, hallelujah. He was going to kill young boys, and he was going to throw them on the ground, and he was telling him all the things that he was going to do. Glory to God. And he said, am I a dog that I'm going to do that to people? Hallelujah. He said, I'm not that great that I'm going to do that to anybody. Hallelujah. But see, Elijah saw it because God showed it to him. Now, true prophets will come and tell you, amen, what the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they ain't going to charge no $1,000. Hallelujah. They ain't going to charge no $2,000. But the Bible do says don't go before a prophet without giving them, amen, without taking an offering, hallelujah. You ain't paying for the word. You're paying because the Bible says it. A lot of people be saying, well, you know what, I'm giving to the prophet. No, you're doing it because the Bible says it, hallelujah. My God, that's what it is. That's why you're doing that. And he said, I'm not that great that I'm going to do it. So he went to tell him, hallelujah. Hazael went to tell Ben-Hadad, amen, what the man of God said. He said, you're going to recover, but you're going to surely die. But you see, he didn't tell him what was going to happen next. So what happened was Ben-Hadad wet a cloth, and he put it over his face, and he killed him. See right there, hallelujah, glory to God. He was saying he was going to kill him anyway. That's what Elijah was telling him. You're the one that's going to kill him. So you see, amen, the prophecy that Elijah gave, he did. God did restore him, but it was his own man that killed him. So you see right there, God will restore everything that you lost on. He'll give it back. But sometimes it's those close to you that will kill your vision if you keep telling them. It's sometimes, amen, glory to God, it's family. Just tell it like it is. That will kill your vision. Because sometimes they'll say, well, you know what? I don't think you can do that. I don't think you can do that. Me, I am a very positive person. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I had to learn that. I don't care. If God said it in his word, then I know it can happen. Hallelujah. I don't need nobody telling me that it can't happen. If he said it, He'll do it. That's the thing about it. But you got to have faith to believe. Hallelujah. And you can't tell everybody. You want God to restore everything that you lost. All those years that you worked hard. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you didn't make much money. And you got in debt because of all this. Oh, my God. God going to restore your increase, your income, so you can come up higher. Glory to God. And he's going to cancel some of that debt. Good God Almighty. Now, some of that debt you made because you wanted to. Not because you had to. Now, listen, there's a difference. Sometimes there are things that you have to do that you have to do. Hallelujah. Now, people say credit cards are bad. Credit cards are not bad. It's just the way you use them. That's what makes it bad. Because if you go and charge every time you turn around, let's just say one of the stores, I'll just say, well, we'll use Dillard, amen, not to throw no stones at anybody, you know. Every time you turn around, you're going in Dillard, you know. Credit card, go ahead, swipe, swipe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got this sale. I got that sale. No, you don't have to do that. Hallelujah. You can understand it. You know, just back out just a minute. So you know what? I'm not going to go and get anything on this. I'm going to pay this off right now. Hallelujah. But if you keep going, running it up, then guess what? You're not going to pay it off. And that's why it takes you so long and all that interest builds up high and it keeps building higher and higher. But if there's a difference, if there's something that needs fixed on your car or on your vehicle, whatever you need, then you say, well, Lord, I'm going to have to use this. He's already made the way. Amen. Glory to God for you to go ahead. He's already restored right now. He's made the way, hallelujah, for you to go and charge it on your car. But don't forget, pay it off. Hallelujah. Start making payments and pay it off. Don't keep building it up higher, higher. Well, you know, I want these rims, Lord, and all this. That you got in. Some things I know we get, hallelujah, because we want, and some things we get because we have to. There are things you have to have. You're going to go to work. Come on. You have to do that, hallelujah. This wasn't my message, but let's go, hallelujah, glory to God. But, you know, we serve an awesome God that will restore us. You know, God is taking us into a new place and a new beginning, glory to God. So you want to be in that place if he say, well, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go over there because these people are, you know, they're trying to get the church started, and there are things that they're going to need. And I want you to go over here, amen, and I want you to give them $100. Give them $200. He may even say give them $1,000. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know some of y'all said that was a bit much, but no, don't do it. Hallelujah. $1,000 is nothing nowadays, really, to tell you the truth. It don't take long. You can go in a store now, amen, and for $100, you can buy groceries and see what you come out with. Hallelujah. I know I went in the store and I'm like, man, I said, hold up, wait a minute, how much? I said, good God Almighty, and still sometimes you don't have maybe two bags. Hallelujah, glory to God. But you know, it takes money to run God's kingdom. So I'm saying to you today, I know it was quoted maybe last week or before the end, to get out of debt. You know, this is the season to get out of debt so you can further God's kingdom. Hallelujah. It's nothing wrong with you want what you want, yes. But you got to make sure that you're doing what you need to do. Oh, good God Almighty. It's enough for you to want what you want, but make sure you're doing what you need to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because it takes money to run a kingdom, to run a church. It takes money to do different things and keep the lights on and all that. No. He said everything you need is in the house. So that means, amen, there are people who are willing to help you to pay the light bill. There are people who are willing to help you get your church started. There are people who are willing to go ahead and support your ministry. There are people who are willing, glory to God, to say, well, hold up, wait a minute, what y'all need? I'll ship it to you, glory to God. Or I'll send you a check and you can go and get it. How much do it cost, glory to God? There are people, hallelujah, glory to God. My God. So, you know, he restored, amen, all that the widow woman needed. Not the widow woman, I'm sorry. He restored everything, amen, as she left, hallelujah, in that season. He restored it back, made him give it all back, hallelujah. When she made an appeal to the king to give everything, amen, back that she had left over a 7-year period of time. Hey, every crop, everything that they had harvested off that land to give it up. Glory to God. And he gave it all back to her. And don't you think now that he was a little bit afraid? He probably was, you know, when he heard about how Elijah restored, amen, the little boy and brought him back to life. And then come on down, and he was talking about how, you know, he Ben Hayden, amen, he told him that that disease that he had, you know, God was going to restore him back from that disease. It wasn't going to kill him, but it wasn't him. It was a man that worked with him that killed him. Hallelujah. My God, we serve an awesome God. We serve a God of restoration. We serve a God that will rescue you out of some things. Hallelujah. We serve a God that will restore anything that you lost. Amen. You know, some of you think you lost a great value when you lost, amen, some of those who you thought was close to you. But you know what? Glory to God. Yes, you probably did. Hallelujah. But you know, God will restore it back, and he'll give you some other friends. Hallelujah. Because you know, sometimes friend people are put in your life just for a season. And then that season, hallelujah, it's a season come changing. So when he moved them out of the way, then he's going to bring some better ones in your life that would help you to get to the next step you need to go to, those that will actually believe you. And there are some that you can't talk about the word with. You say, you know, that's my friend, but when I get to talking about the word, God, they don't want to hear nothing about your word. So guess what he going to do? He going to move them out of the way, and he going to bring somebody else in there that want to hear about the word. So, well, you know what? I've been wanting to hear that, and I didn't know that. And I thank you. He going to move them out of the way that don't want to hear it. Let me say it again, because you're getting ready to move them. Hallelujah. And he's going to bring someone in there that wants to hear the word, that don't mind. Well, let's talk about the Bible. Let's talk about the word of God, you know, that wants to hear it. Hallelujah. Not them that want to go off on third field. He's going to move them out of the way again. I hear him say he's going to move them, and he's going to restore you with some new friends. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That want to hear his word. That's willing, hallelujah, to listen to the word of God. Hallelujah. That's willing to help you to go, hallelujah, where he wants to take you. Because some don't want to go there. So let me tell you, don't let people hinder you in this season. You know, understand you have to move out for the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because he wants to take you in a place. Hallelujah. My God. So you can tell others about him. So don't let people hinder you in this season. Hallelujah. You're going to have to learn how to turn them loose and let it go. You're going to have to give it up. Turn it loose. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he wants to take you into that and get and put him. Impart in you gifts, hallelujah, the gifts, hallelujah, prophecy, hallelujah. Oh, my God, he wants to give you that anointing where you walk in a place and they can see that anointing and feel that anointing all over you. He wants to put you in that place, in a better place. So I encourage you on today. So if you lose that you think was your friend, then don't get mad, hallelujah. It's just God. He's moving that out of the way so he can restore some things back to you, hallelujah. Like I said, those were broken relationships and all those different things that you lost. He's going to restore them back, hallelujah. So when he moved that and cleared that out of the way, don't get mad. It's okay, but listen, don't you go back. Hallelujah. Don't go back to him now. Don't go back to him. Because if you go back, it's going to come back 7 times worse. That spirit going to be so bad. Oh, my God, they're going to be backbiting. Huh? You're going to be jealous. Oh, my God, you're going to be able to deal with it. Hallelujah. It's going to be so bad. So once he moves it, don't even try to go back and say, well, Lord, I wonder, why did they move? Why did they stop being with me? And why did they stop hanging around me? Don't even ask that. The Lord, is this your doing? The Lord, I thank you. And I want to move on, Lord. I know you'll give me better. And that's the way you need to start praying. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to pray. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for restoration on all ends, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for restoring all the years the cankerworm, the palmerworms have eaten, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you that everyone under the sound of my voice on the day listen to the word, Lord God, and they understand, Lord God, that prophecy can be fulfilled, Lord, but they got to hold fast to the confession of faith, Lord God. They got to hold fast to the word that is given, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that you're restoring them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that they lost, God, everything that they thought they lost, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Now, Father, as they petition you and say, Lord, this is what I want, Lord. This is what I want to do. I want to get closer to you, Lord God, because, Lord, I had that broken relationship, and it tore me away, Lord God. It tore me up, and it went prosperous, Lord, in my life. And, Lord, I got off track, so I want to come back to you, dear God. So, Lord, I want you to restore that thing in me, Lord God, just like you restored, Lord God, when the woman left and she came back and she got it, hallelujah. And Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that you're returning, Lord God, some back, Lord God, to places that they left in the wrong way. Lord, in the name of Jesus, you left your leaders in the wrong way. Glory to God. There's a way to leave, hallelujah. Don't just break off and go, hallelujah. And they don't know which way you went. Leave, hallelujah, with dignity, hallelujah. Glory to God, because, hallelujah, you can get out there. My God, let me back it up just a minute. There's somebody who wants to leave a ministry, hallelujah. Make sure you leave it right. Do not, hallelujah, just leave mad. Don't do it, hallelujah, because you won't prosper nothing. In the next place you get in, hallelujah, that's what? They're going to make you mad, too, and you're going to leave there. So you're going to continue. That thing is going to continue to be with you. Glory to God. So don't do it. Lead with dignity, hallelujah. Make sure you talk to them and tell them what's wrong, glory to God. And don't be shy and shame if you want to go, go. But make sure you talk to them before you leave. I said again, don't just get up and walk away, because if you do, you're going to hate it. Glory to God. So make sure you leave, amen, in a way that's pleasing unto the Lord if you want to walk away, glory to God. Because sometimes when you do that, you go to the next place and the same thing going to happen over again because you didn't do it right the first time, hallelujah. So I encourage you, don't run off. I'm telling you now, don't run off. I hear, don't run off. Glory to God. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, for the encouragement on today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for restoring, Lord God. We thank you for restoration and healing, God. Healing the heart, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you for healing the heart, Lord God, everywhere it hurts, Lord. And imparting, Lord God, oh my God, the word of God in our hearts so we sin not against thee, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your goodness, grace, and your mercy, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We just said thank you, Lord, because if it had not been for you, Lord, on our side, what would we have done? In the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I see a caller has pressed the one. So I'm going to try to bring them in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Caller 248.
I want to start off by saying God bless you, God bless you. I was calling in for prayer, but prayer is always good, but everything that was on my mind and that I've been, you just, God use you. And I want to bless you. I want to do it. I got to, because I don't even need the prayer now, because you just summed everything up in a nutshell, everything that I had spoken on and talked about and what was going on with me from the church part, from the people part, from the wanting to lead a church, the anointing part, the all the things that God gonna do. That was nobody but God, because I don't know you, you don't know me, and I don't even know what made me doubt. I do know that it was God had me, and I'm on the look on here and say call that number and specifically say call that number right there. I'm like, I'm about to leave. I'm about to get ready to go. He's like, no, call that number. And I called and just put the phone on the speaker as I'm getting ready, but I still haven't got ready because I had to sit down. But I keep jumping up like, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. God is real. The word of God is real. You spoke to my spirit because it was dry and nobody hadn't spoken to it. And I don't, you're right, you do need a covenant, you're right, I didn't leave mad or anything, I mean, I just don't work in mess, and God don't work in mess, and, you know, maybe I should have said, but, you know, sometimes when you were dealing with the immature pastor or person, because pastors and people will, I know who I am in God. But it's God's gift, it's not mine, so I can't pimp it where you said asking for thousands of dollars. Why you want me? Why you want to ask the people for that type of money and use me to get that type of money off of when that ain't a God? That ain't how he operates. And how you going to, you know, want to control? You can't control the spirit. It say try the spirit. You can't control the spirit in me. It don't operate like that. It operates solely. So everything you said, it was all for me, and I just thank God for you. I really do. You saved spirit. You just saved my whole spirit, my whole outlook. And I got closure. I got free just off the last 20 minutes. I just needed that. You gave me something to go on because every morning I talk and tell people the goodness about God, but it's like nobody talks and tell me or pour back into my spirit, and I have served and sat under and helped and built churches and put people, brought people to the kingdom, and then and I do what for it for God. I'm a servant. I'm not no star. I can't help people draw, and I bring them to these places, and then the first place they want to do is like humiliate me to the people. Well, if I wanted them to be my people, then I won't bring them. I thought they were God people. I didn't know anybody belonged to anybody outside God, and I thought this was kingdom work, and I just been so baffled about how men and women of God is and how territorial that they are about this prophecy thing and these robes and this place and this, you know, and want people to look at, can't look at you like you God. You is not God. You not my way. You can't block or stop nothing God gonna do for me. You can't do that. You can't speak nothing over my life. Our power is invested in me. I know who I stand for. I know who I work for. And people get mad when you know that.
I'm gonna need to cut you off, but we're counting down. She's counting us down, and it's gonna cut you off. Amen.
Okay, bless you.
But
I thank
you for the call.
You're a blessing too.
Okay. Thank you. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We know God is good and he is worthy to be praised. We thank God for the caller that called in. Amen. She got what she needed. Amen. I want to reiterate to make sure that you don't forget Ministry Lane coming up next. Glory to God. So don't forget, hallelujah, to listen to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries in the next 30 minutes. Amen. Glory to God. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus Christ and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. Father, forgive me of every sin that I have committed. In the name of Jesus, O Lord, we pray. I repent. Create in me a clean heart. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. You're now blood washed, born believer. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to go ahead on and we're going to give the benediction and get out of here. And I want to reiterate, don't forget, amen, hold all the shows in mind. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Because coming live, hallelujah, on Tuesday, Apostle and Pastor. On Sunday, hallelujah, I'm sorry, on Saturday, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Don't forget, amen, the prayer, hallelujah, oh my God. I may have to give her 90 minutes next time because she didn't want to quit. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. And then Sunday, Prophetic Corner, Prophetess Martha Williams. And then the next 30 minutes, well, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. Then you're going to hear the hour, well, we're the hour of power. Then you're going to hear Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Ministry Lane Jackson. So hold all that in mind and know that God is working on your behalf. Now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen. Have an awesome Sunday, and we'll see you back on next Sunday. Amen.